This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our next guest burst onto the music scene when he won Australian Idol back in 2009. Since then, he has had three platinum singles and his first two albums went top three here in Australia and in New Zealand. Let the Music Play is his latest album. It's out this week. Mr. Stan Walker, welcome to the Friday Morning Show.
How's it going?
First of all, congrats on the new album. Love it.
Thank you.
The up-tempo tracks, it's very catchy. Must be really happy with it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Eh? It's just good to get it out and there people are hearing it, and it's such a diverse album too, because you know people hear the dance tracks and they think that's it, but there's more.
There is more, and the dance tracks really suit you as well.
Oh yeah, I love it, because the thing is, I'm only 21, and you know, like, I just want something that represents me of where I'm at the moment, and you know, I'm pretty crazy.
The new tracks, my favourites, I must say, Shine, love it.
Oh, okay.
Love Shine, Move Your Body, and of course, Loud. On Facebook, you've been asking people what the new single should be.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's everyone been saying?
I'm actually surprised. The most has been, because my favourite is Music Won't Break Your Heart, so that's been a definite one. Forever I'm Yours, Move Your Body, Invisible, Song in My Head. Okay. So it's been
everyone's saying different things. I'm saying Shine. Everyone's saying different things.
A couple of people have said Shine.
Love it.
But I think the biggest surprise was Invisible. A lot of people love Invisible.
The new album is, of course, your third album. What's the recording process been like since your last album, From the Inside Out?
The Inside Out, I had like 7 months to do the album, where I did this in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
I
read wrote that somewhere.
I wrote and recorded it in 4 weeks, so yeah, it's pretty hectic, but it was really good because the short time frame, you know, it caused me to step up as a writer. Mm-hmm. So it was really good. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Because you wrote a lot of the songs on the album yourself with different co-writers.
Yeah.
Now, you've worked on this new album with likes of Lindsay Rhymes and Anthony and David from DNA. They're big names, you know.
Yeah, like it's so awesome because like I've had a good rapport with all of them, which, you know, I'm so thankful for. Like I just became really good friends with all of them. We just, like with all the writers I've written with, that did co-writes with, we just clicked and it just worked, and that doesn't happen all the time, especially on the whole round. And my whole writing round just was so good, and had good people to write with. And the best thing was that people underestimate the talent and the potential for Aussies and Aussie writers and Aussie producers. Like majority of this album is Aussie produced, written and done.
Because everyone seems to go over the States.
So yeah.
I know Jessica did, and I love Jessica. But when she released the one with Snoop, I was just like, no. I didn't really get that. But, you know, you've stayed here in Australia. You've got, as you said, some great writers on board as well. With the writing process, what do you sort of go through? Do you write stuff down on notepads and notebooks, or do you get in there and just sort of collaborate?
Like, it's a different process all the time, mate. It's kind of like a not one set, I guess, formula. Sometimes we'll just freestyle the lyrics down. We'll write them down. We always kind of write them down as we're going on our notebooks and everything. But the way we go about it is always kind of a different process with different writers, different people. So, yeah.
With this new album, do you think you're going to be releasing it overseas?
It's definitely it's definitely in our goals to do that. We want to go overseas with it and just really kind of show this album, show songs, like doing festivals, live shows and stuff like that, because I want people to see and hear this rather than just go, oh, you know, Stan Walker, he did a straight noddle, oh no, it's all right. And I was like, man, you don't know me. I was like, I worked my butt off to do this album and sing my butt off, so yeah.
And the reason why I sort of raised that, because I've sent your songs to the UK to a few of my friends, and they love Loud.
Oh.
That is that track, if any track is going to be released in, say, the UK and Europe, Loud will be the one to sort of get out
there. Yeah, fully. Because on Twitter and Facebook every day, I get people from US, from UK, from Spain, from all over the world trying to get a hold of my album, but it's not available. Actually, a lot lately have been from the US and producers and writers and people just wanting to get my album and stuff like that, which is really cool. So I guess we're going to do kind of next year is our goal to really hit overseas and everything. So yeah.
obviously with the ballads, people are saying, oh, ballads is really hard, singing ballads. But doing the stance stuff must be really difficult as well. You know, it's probably harder.
Oh, fully. No, it definitely is. Like, people underestimate
yeah.
pop and dance and stuff because they think listening to old school dances, you know, people don't really sing. It's kind of like just a trance. Everybody just dances. But as a singer, I make sure that I keep my integrity as a singer first. So, man, I've sung my butt off in these songs. I've never sung like this. Like, it's like all high range. All big, and so it's definitely challenging, and it's a lot of fun. Hey, what's up? This is Stan Walker, and you're listening to The Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
You're tuned into The Friday Morning Show with Leo. My special guest this morning is Mr. Stan Walker. Now, Stan, there's a few collaborations on the new album. Let's start with Galaxy, of course, with Jess Marboy. Now, I first heard this track a few months ago on Jess's Deluxe Edition. How'd the track come about?
Well, me and her have been looking for a track for a while now, and we wanted the right track that showed us vocally, showed us as a team, you know, in a real good duet, like a real duet, not this just you do the first verse, I do the second verse. Like, we really wanted to kind of show our voices together and kind of show what a duet should be like. And coming from two urban pop artists from Australia rather than an Australian collaborating with an American, you know, to make it a great song. And this was the song, and we both loved it. We got in the studio together, and it was hilarious because we're like brother and sister, right? We're always hanging out, just doing stuff together. So it's good to work with somebody that you're close with and that you know, and they know you.
And the support's there as well, because as you said, you guys have been through a similar journey, I guess.
Oh, definitely.
But it must be good having someone on your side.
Oh, fully. It's always good to, like, because people in the industry, people see people in the industry, like, you know, me, Jess, all that, you know, is like, oh, you know, these celebrities and stuff. But when we're all around each other, people in the industry, we're just normal because we're all the same. You know, and we see each other for who we are, and that's the best thing about getting to know people like Guy, Jess, and all these other people, you know, the Pop Bellies and all them. Like, they're just people just like us, and they don't have another agenda just because we're this singer or this person. So it's really cool just having those people here.
Now, another collaboration, I must say, I go back to New Zealand probably about 3 or 4 times a year. Get my New Zealand fix ever so often.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, one album I did buy a few months ago was Annabelle Faye. Of course, yeah. Her album, Show Me the Right Way, she features on your new album. How did that come about with Annabelle?
We decided to do some songs writing together. When we wrote this song, like, I loved it from the get-go, and we were talking about everything, and I was talking with my label, and I was like, I really want this song on here. This is like a perfect song for people and for girls who kind of, you know, for people in general, but, like, you know, mainly coming from a guy's
perspective.
Oh my gosh, I just had a tongue twister. Anyway, and I just wanted to show, you know, like, girls, you know, we kind of see you. We don't see you because you're dressed up and stuff. Like, we just see you for who you are. And she's awesome. She's a great singer. She's so, I think people underestimate her as a writer, as a singer, as an artist. And I just, it's good to just show more New Zealand talent as well, rather than what you hear from New Zealand, you know, the normal gospel, soul, R&B sort of stuff. And I think Annabelle's definitely a advocate for New Zealand pop.
Because I have to say, though, because it's easier for Aussies to go to New Zealand because they always embrace, like, Aussie artists.
Yeah.
But the other way around is really difficult. And I find that really frustrating as a Kiwi, because Jay Williams, Dane Rumble, I interviewed Dane Rumble last year, and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But it hasn't really taken off here. But it's a bit frustrating, you know?
No, it is. I think, you know, I love Australia, but I think when it comes to, like, supporting, I think we're more supportive of Australia, you know, as New Zealanders than Australia's of New Zealanders, although they have supported me so much, which I'm so thankful and blessed for. And I love Australia, but that's the one thing I just, you know, it's hard for New Zealand artists to break here.
Welcome Home is the cover on the new album. Dave Dobbin, that was on his 2005 album. Why, that track is stunning. I love that. That song, I reckon they should play that as you're coming in the airport, you know?
Oh, that's a good
idea. Welcome Home, man, I tell you.
No, definitely for me, that is the one song in my life that I turn on and I just start crying to. It just reminds me of home. It reminds me of how I grew up. It reminds me of my nan. It just kind of takes me back to that realist and that realism of our culture, of our people, and just who I am, and also what I represent and why I got into this industry and why I started singing, you know.
Has Dave heard the track? Have you
No, I don't know. I did a gig with him the other day, but we missed each other. I'm a bit nervous to tell him that I did a song in case he doesn't like it.
I wouldn't be. No, I'll tell him.
Because I didn't want to do it like him, because it's the worst when people cover people's songs and they try and do it exactly the same. Mm-hmm. You got to do it different to make it your own. Yeah. And that's what I did, you know.
Yeah. The last track on the album, my God, I heard this and I was just like, gee, mama can sing, hey?
Yeah.
Your mum and April sings on the track from the Fleetwood Mac album, Rumours. Beautiful track called Songbird. Why that track? That is, I mean, it's a beautiful song, but does it mean anything to you personally?
Yeah, like getting my mum on the track was a big thing for me, because like I'm so about family. I'm so about, I guess this song kind of represents so much stuff for me. It represents reconciliation within my family, the relationship that I have with my mum, my family, just us as a family, how far we've come, where we've come from. But this song in particular is a beautiful song, a beautiful love song that I guess it's for anybody, relationships, parents, friends, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend. And this instinct, like we, like my whole family loves this song. This is one of our favorite songs. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to go for it, get my mum on there. And yeah, like we love the Eva Cassidy version.
What was it like being in the studio with your mum?
It was funny. Because, you know.
Not that way, Stan. This is the way to do it.
Yeah, like mum was like, yeah, come on, let's go again. I go, whatever, mum, you're going flat. She goes, you better shush, boy. Like, it was just, you know, it doesn't matter where we are. She's still my mama.
Welcome back to Friday Morning Show. My special guest this morning is Mr. Stan Walker. The fantastic new album, Let the Music Play, is out now. You opened up during the week in an interview about your tough childhood. From humble beginnings, you and your family have really sort of got through all those hard times together as a family. That's probably made you a lot stronger and more confident as a person, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. It's like I look back on it and, you know, in the time and in the heat of the dark moments, you hate it. But looking back now, I kind of thank God that I went through all of that. Because I wouldn't be the person I am today, and I wouldn't be so ruthless, and like I'm quite fearless, you know. I'm not afraid to step out, I'm not afraid to fight for something that I love, or, you know. And it's just, you know, even though it was hard, it taught me something, it taught me many things, and I've gained character from that, and I guess I've gotten tough from that as well.
I mean, going through that whole experience must have been difficult for you at the time. What's your advice to people out there that have maybe going through the same issues?
This is one thing that I've learned, you know, a drought may last for years, a drought may last, it seems like it's last forever, but a drought has to come to an end at one point. And the tunnel may be dark and you think there's no end, but there's always an end to a tunnel. And I just think, you know, like, it's just, it's just something that you just got to realize that it will come to an end, and you just got to stay strong, you know, just keep going and keep fighting. For me, God just changed my life and my whole family's life. And yeah, now we're just kind of living that, you know, living the dream now and living, like, we've got amazing, like, I love my family. I've never, you know, back in the days, if anybody said that, I would have said, I hate my family. I love my family. My family are my best mates.
Older and wiser now as well. Hey? No, because, I mean, being in the Gay and Lesbian radio station, we see a lot of young kids and teenagers getting bullied.
Yeah, that's fully.
One thing that I can't stand, going through it myself when I was a kid, you know, I got called gay when I was at school, and before I knew myself, you know, so it's just fully. Like, I mean, I guess with people like you who are sort of out there and proving that you can get through these tough times,
definitely,
you're an inspiration to many people.
No, it's like that's one thing I'm so passionate about. I hate bullying.
Yeah.
And I was bullied heaps at school, but the thing with me, I always started at the bottom, but I fought my way to the top, eh? And like I got bullied, teased, beaten up and everything, but man, I wasn't gonna give up without a fight, you know. And I think school is such a it's one of the most important parts of your life, and it can be the worst or the best. Mm. And the thing for kids to know is that when it comes to the end of school, school's finished, man, we'll see who's going to succeed. It's usually the bullies that always turn up to be the ones who are stuffed up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just kind of like keep focused on what you got to do for the future, because school doesn't last forever too. Hey, what's up? This is Stan Walker and you're listening to The Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
the future next year, of course, early next year, you're doing the tour with Jess, and you're playing at Crown on the 10th and 11th of February at the Palms, a gorgeous venue. What have you got planned for the show? What can we expect?
We're really excited. I was actually talking to Jess, like, we got our full band, our production, everything, our dancers. We're doing all our stuff from old albums to new albums to covers. We get to showcase really everything of ourselves. I just can't wait because we're going to do stuff together. Me and Jess going to do stuff together as well. And, yes, we really pride ourselves on our live performances.
Now, I have to say, next year, I think in February, you start shooting your movie.
Yeah.
Right? The Gift of Zion. This is your first acting role. Excited? Nervous? What's it all about, first of all?
The movie is about, you know, young Māori boy. I'm one of four Māori boys. We're spud pickers. That's our surroundings, our community. We're all spud pickers, our whole family. That's all we've known. But my character has a dream to become a singer, to do more with what they've got, you know, because the four boys, they've got a band. He wants to expand that, you know, take that further than just in the shed. He goes through this journey of trying to find his way through life, finding himself, you know, gaining relationships, losing relationships, trials, tribulations, and then there's a road of redemption for him. And it's just a cool story of, I guess, yeah, like a similar journey to mine, and the character I definitely relate to in a lot of ways. And I'm a little bit scared, a little bit nervous. I'm actually freaking out because I'm not an actor, so I hope I do good.
But you can name drop here, because who's playing your father, Stan?
Tim Murdoch Morrison.
Jack the Must.
Yeah, fully. No, I honestly, man, I can't wait. He's so funny, man. He's hilarious. So, and the funny thing about him is that I can really relate to him in this film as him being my dad. He actually looks like my dad. Like, he's a, like a, he looks exactly like my uncle in a darker version of my dad. My dad's mum and dad are black, but he came out like pure white. I don't know. The milkman.
Because I mean, Tim was in Once We Were Warriors, and what an amazing role that was. He was just
fully
on fire in that movie. That's one of New Zealand's most amazing. It's just, that movie was just incredible.
Incredible, eh?
Now, obviously, with Christmas coming up, I'm going home on the 16th of December for a few weeks. Are you going back home for Christmas?
No, I'm going to be in Gold Coast with my family. All my family's on the Gold Coast. Man, my family is spread out throughout the whole of Australia and whole of New Zealand. I go to every state and I've got family to call up. Got a big family, so yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but on Christmas Day, all my family goes over to my auntie's place. And yep, there's so much food.
Oh.
I don't know about you.
Oh my gosh, I'm Māori. Of course there's food. If there wasn't, we wouldn't be.
Well, see, my dad's part Māori as well. So look at me, I'm white as anything. But yeah, he's part Māori as well. So everyone comes over for a big fee, and there's like pork, and there's lamb, and there's chicken, and
there's everything.
And yeah, you just pick out on this mess of food. Always get this little bag take home with you. You fellas take some stuff home.
Yeah. That's the best thing about Christmas is like eating. Oh yeah. My gosh, I love eating.
Have you got any Christmas gigs coming up? Are you doing like the carols or?
So I'm the ambassador and the face for Carols by Candlelight, Channel 9, yep, for Vision Australia. And so I'll be performing there on Christmas Eve in Melbourne.
Yep.
And also I'm going to Christchurch. I'm going to New Zealand tonight. I'm going to be in New Zealand, and I'm doing the Christchurch Coca-Cola Carols in the Park.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Mr. Stan Walker, thank you so much for joining us on the Friday Morning Show.
Thank you very much.
And everyone out there, get the new album. Let the music play. It's out now. It's fantastic. Love it. Thanks,
thank you,
Stan,
very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Maddie.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.